Good evening. This is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Tuesday, 20th April 2021. Top stories for today. Malaysia reports a total of 2,341 new COVID-19 cases as Sarawak locks the majority of the infections with 600 cases. Health Director General Tan Sri Dr. Noor Hisham Abdullah said Selangor reported 539 cases and Kelantan with 429 cases. Meanwhile, Kuala Lumpur recorded 344 cases and Johor with 102 cases. The Phase 1 of the National COVID-19 Immunisation Programme has had at least 95% of the total 571,000 frontline workers inoculated with the first dose of the vaccine. According to the Coordinating Minister Khairi Jamaluddin, the vaccination is expected to be completed by the end of April. Kelantan State Health Director Dato' Dr. Zaini Hussein said a total of 259 out of the 464 individuals who tested positive for COVID-19 in Kelantan between April 3rd and 16th were secondary school students. He added that based on the current situation and the detection of new clusters, the department anticipated the number of new cases of COVID-19 in the state to most likely reach 200 or 300 cases daily. On the international front, with hospitals full, oxygen and medicines in short supply, several major Indian cities are reporting far larger numbers of cremations and burials under coronavirus protocols than official COVID-19 death tolls. The country reported more than 1,700 deaths from COVID-19 overnight, with large parts of the country now under lockdown. Government officials say the mismatch in death tallies may be caused by several factors, including overcaution, but the testimony of workers and a growing body of academic literature suggests deaths in India are being underreported compared to other countries. European soccer's governing body UEFA led a backlash against plans for a breakaway Super League, saying associated players and clubs could be banned from its competitions, including three of this season's Champions League semi-finalists. The Super League said they aim to have 15 founding members and a 20-team league with five other clubs qualifying each season and would start playing as soon as is practicable. New Zealand authorities reported that a worker in Auckland Airport has tested positive for COVID-19 but doubted whether the new case would warrant ordering a pause in quarantine-free travel with Australia. Prime Minister Jacinta Ardern said the infected worker, who was fully vaccinated for the virus, had been cleaning airplanes coming from countries with known virus outbreaks. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.